Well, if you have travel plans this July 4th weekend, you're probably looking at some pretty gnarly plans, at least some gnarly experiences on the road and in the air. According to the travel website FlightAware, even this morning, early birds faced some travel hiccups. By 10 a.m., there were 59 delayed flights and 8 canceled ones. There's a lot going on that's contributing to these travel challenges, so let's untangle that. We're talking to Katie Thompson. She's on the transportation beat for WCVB Channel 5. Katie, welcome.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Katie, I actually want to start with a little bit of tape in this segment that we got from someone who was stranded at Logan. This is Lauren White. She was flying through Logan on her way to Lisbon, Portugal. She was delayed at Logan for 2 days. She finally got a flight from Boston to JFK to get one step closer there. We caught up with her from her seat on the plane just before takeoff, so let's listen.
The travel nightmare started when we flew from Atlanta to Boston en route to Lisbon. We got on our flight to Lisbon, and they told us that there was a valve that wouldn't close. It was a mechanical problem. Delta turned out roughly 300 people from this airplane out into Logan Airport at 2 a.m. No one was rescheduling flights. No one gave us hotel vouchers. We came out of pocket to put ourselves up in the Hampton Inn at Logan International Airport. We're hemorrhaging money at this point because of unexpected travel expenses.
I love that term, hemorrhaging money.
Yeah.
It's very visceral. Okay, so during this process, Lauren was separated from her husband, her 5-year-old daughter, and their Boston Terrier, Sprocket. And they were on a separate flight entirely. So, Katie, does this match with the kind of stories that you're hearing on the ground?
Yeah, anecdotally, Carrie, this is exactly what we're hearing. And a lot of it is international travel. Right now, we're talking to people who have had trips planned that were postponed several times during the pandemic. Now they're just getting to go on them. And just this morning, we talked to a family from Reading who have been trying to get to Italy for a guided trip that began on Tuesday. Unfortunately, today's Friday. They still haven't been able to get there. The trip has started. The guide is going on, and they had to come to the conclusion today to just call it a wash and not go on that trip.
That is so devastating.
It really is when you think about how long some of these people have been waiting to go on trips and all of the money that it took for them to actually make it happen.
Okay, so we've talked about this increase in demand for travel, but are there other factors behind some of this?
I think we are just now getting some more transparency from the airlines that this has been building for a while. This is coming out of a growing labor shortage in the airline industry. Pilots, runway people, flight attendants, you name it, there's a shortage. And at the same time, you're having to deal with pilots that are working a lot of overtime, needing to take some time off. So that's just leading to a number of flights that are going unstaffed and cancellations that are happening kind of abruptly for flyers.
So on that labor note, we've been hearing that a significant number of Delta pilots are on strike right now. What have you heard about how that might have an impact on the travel scene this weekend especially?
Delta has promised that the picketing going on with their pilots right now will not affect flights. We have seen flight cancellations and delays from Delta. They're not necessarily even attributing that to the pilots that are picketing. The pilots are picketing because they say they want better pay and better hours, and that so far in the first half of this year, they've worked more overtime than they would work in 2018 and 2019 combined.
Okay, have you been to Logan today? What's the scene like there?
Logan today, I was actually flying out of Logan 1 week ago. I would say a week ago today was a little bit busier, but Logan, the first flight out, always the busiest time. There were, as of a couple hours ago, as you mentioned, a handful of cancellations and delays. So you got to get there early, no matter what.
That's always what we hear from airport officials, too. But eternally good advice, I think.
Certainly.
So I should add that we did reach out to Massport, which is the agency that runs Logan Airport. And while they did decline to speak with us, they did provide a statement. And part of what they said was that the airlines have been vocal about their staffing challenges, like you mentioned, and have taken steps to reduce their schedules and put less pressure on the system. They also said that weather and other factors have impacted things as well. So I want to shift gears here a little bit to the roads. What can we look forward to on the roads this weekend? Any issues that you can foresee, or is it still too early to tell?
If you haven't left for your destination for 4th of July weekend, you're going to be sitting in traffic. We anticipate that the busiest hours today will be between the hours of 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. That was the same thing for yesterday. 48 million people in America are traveling over the next 4 days. 42 million will be in a car. In Massachusetts, it's similar breakdown. About 88% of people traveling from Massachusetts will be behind the wheel. So the majority of people traveling are on the roads.
I mean, I guess to me that's somewhat surprising given the price of gas right now. What do you make of that?
It's not stopping people from getting to their destinations. It's not stopping people from planning vacations. There's so much pent-up demand for travel that people are willing to pay a little extra at the pump. The good news, if you want to call it that, we're down 9 cents this week. So maybe that's a bright spot. It's progress.
It's progress. Have you heard of anyone that's been changing their plans recently just to try to get away from some of these issues you mentioned?
I think people are altering them. If they haven't had longstanding vacation plans, maybe they're just deciding to do more of a staycation or travel a shorter distance. The majority of people AAA was citing, speaking to, were driving 50 miles or more, which is a significant amount for the holiday weekend.
Okay, and you mentioned getting to the airport early. If you're going to fly, driving, you mentioned some bad times to go out. Are there any other tips or tricks that travelers should keep in mind as they head out today?
I think definitely using those apps like Waze and Google Maps and Apple Maps, they are doing real-time GPS for you, and they will help you get to your destination in the quickest way possible. If there's a crash up 50 miles ahead of you, that's going to be there for a while. It'll help you route around that. Patience. I know it's super cliche. Snacks in the car, and just a good attitude overall. But certainly giving yourself plenty of time, which I think is why we're seeing a lot of people who took yesterday and today off.
Just knowing that flexibility has to be the name of the game here. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was Katie Thompson, who covers transportation for WCVB Channel 5 here in Boston. Katie, thank you.
Thank you.